Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
Making local news today, Brooke. The Cobbie Steam and Irrigation Museum has received $3,500 from the Australian National Maritime Museum, all in the name of restoring the paddle steamer Roy. Now, this is money that's going to buy timber for the project, but you know me, Brooke. I like to, you know, save our authorities, our bodies, a little bit of money. You know I'm all about this. So they got $3,500 to buy timber. What if I told you we could do it for less than $1,000?
That'd be great.
I've got on Facebook Marketplace and I see that Vanessa in Berry is selling free almond wood for $123. Lots of almond harvesting going on now.
Not bad.
Boom, there's some cheap wood. I see that, who we got? Bob in Renmark selling some timber slabs and flitches. I don't know what a flitch is, Brooke.
Me neither.
It sounds wooden though. $300. Look, that's plenty of timber right there. Also some red gum firewood, $180 from Narsha in Barmer. So that's already, what, that's $600 or so?
Account for the fact that with that red gum firewood, you probably have to actually make it into something usable.
Sure.
But yeah, look, not bad.
You can strip that down. Also, I'm thinking, look, it's 2022. We know the importance of going green and reducing our carbon footprint. This is a 100-year-old ship we're talking about.
Mm.
Let's go green. Let's get rid of the motor, the steam, whatever it might be. Camo in Renmark. Selling a grape bin cover tarp. We can use it as a big sale.
Amazing.
That is cash in the bank.
Kind of destroys the point of it being a paddle steamer, but hey, why not?
Well, I've got a cheap iron as well. I think Roger is selling an iron if you want a bit of steam there anyway. Yeah, $10 in Loxton.
Oh, well, it seems like you've saved plenty of money, Bob.
Thank me later, Cobbie Steam and Irrigation Museum.